Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are going to be learning about Sukkos and Shavuos L'schus Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel L'bracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha V'ima Achoisa Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel L'bracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeyim L'schus Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Dizbasya For Shalom Chai Yisrael Chana Gittel Bas Aliza Naomi, for some social Israel, and of course, as always, or often, the Sus Avi Mori Mirasi Shiyichyu. And we're basing ourselves in the Torah of Mori Rabbi, Rav Chaim Yishev Adar, Zichrono Livracha, his beautiful work on Shabbos Mode B'Shvius. So, the idea of Sukkos in relationship to Shemitah is broken up into two groups. Number one is Sukkos at the beginning of Shavuos, beginning of the Shavuos here, where we're holding now. And number two, Sukkos, Miketz Sheva Shana B'Moed Shnas Shemitah, the Maimed of Hakel, which is next year, the eighth year. Hopefully we'll talk about that in different shiurim. Now we're going to talk about Sukkos, the beginning of Shavuos. The bechin of makom in Sukkah carries very unique weight. It draws its uniqueness both from a halachic perspective and from a philosophical perspective. The Torah the territory that has Kedusha is not in a person's own bailus. His house, his rishus, his chotzer, achulin. Even if his maisim are altaris hakodesh. So a person's territory that has Kedusha is not in his own bailus. His own house doesn't have Kedusha, even if he's acting in holy ways. Kedusha is only possible if he is makdish something, Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, Harabayis. There's one exception, that it's your own personal territory, and it's holy. By the way, this is a very unique shiur, sweetest friends, because it's rare that I have music in the background. Usually when I do my shiurim, I open up with music, you know, I have all of my musician friends do the first act, and then I come and give the shiur, and then they finish with music, which never happens almost. In any event, now we have music in the background. To make a short story long, sweet friends, the one area in halacha where we are in a holy place, and yet it's a personal place, it's my own personal territory, is the sukkah. It says in the Gemara that atzei sukkah asurim kol shiva, v'shem shamayim chol aleihem. The sukkah is holy. The name of God is on your sukkah. The sukkah is the only territory in a person's private life that has Kedusha. Have you ever thought about that? The sukkah is the only territory in our lives, in our personal lives, our private domain, that has Kedusha. That's very unique. And that has, obviously, halachic ramifications. The philosophical ramifications are explainable in two different ways. Number one, historically, the time of between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the Jewish people started their hachanos for the building of a place for the Shechina and the Mikdash, the Mishkan. Right after Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, Yom Kippur, he gets Slichin Mechila, and now we start making our preparations for the place. Very famous gra about the Chazaras Anani HaKavod and Sukkos. A lot of talk about that. Ayin Tzvasem is Dvarim, page 204. Many other sources. And then, the Muvan Erki, not only historically speaking, but we know that there is a philosophical idea that the place where the Balei Tshuva stand, Tzadikim can't stand. So what does that mean? Where's the place the Balei Tshuva are standing? And the answer is the Sukkah. Because after Yom Kippur, we're in the Sukkah. That's the place of the Balei Tshuva. Svasem is Dvarim, page 184, page 192. Rav Bloch in the Shirei Das, page 40. To the place of the tzaddikim, of the Baalei Tshuva. Makom shebaalei tshuva omdim ein tzaddikim gemur miyucholim lamud. But what's the place of the Baalei Tshuva? The place of the Baalei Tshuva is the sukkah. Now they have a place. What's their place? The sukkah. So there is omek lefnim me omek. There is something very, very deep going on over here. And that is poretzet gvulot hazman v'olam. Al yedet bonanut batzemet simcha u'makom basukah. Simchat ha-sukot sheba lachar kapara hi me'en simchat ha'atid. We have the simcha and the makom of the sukkah. The simcha of sukkahs that comes after the kapara of Yom Kippur is like the simcha that's going to be at the end of days. As it says in the Sfasemes, in sukkahs, Tov Reish Samach Dalid. Ikar ha-simcha le'atid, kama shekatuv, yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. The Yikar simcha in the future is like it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem will rejoice with his ma'asim. Amru Chazal, so Chazal say, it doesn't say sameach, it says yismach. Yismach is lashon asid. V'chein b'shabbos, so that's the simcha of lasid lava. V'chein b'shabbos kodesh. Sheyesh bo ha'aras ha'neshama. On Shabbos also, there is the lighting of the neshama. Shehi me'ein olam haba. And this Shabbos has the light of the neshama, which is like the world to come. Bevchinas hazman. Ve'al zeh k'tiv mizmor shir yom ha'shabbat ki simachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha. B'ma'aseh yadecha aranen. שהשבת עדות שבני ישראל הם בני עולם הבא, ומרגישים הרת הנשמה, וכמו כן סוכה מעין עולם הבא, בבחינת המקום, ויש הרגשת הקדושה, והיא פריסת סוכת שלום בשבת ובסוכה. So we have, Shabbos is מעין עולם הבא, because our neshamas shine on Shabbos. And it says, And Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Ki Simachtani Hashem Befo'alecha, V'maaseh Yadecha Aranein, that Shabbos is a testimony that the Jewish people are Bnei Olam Haba, and we are Simachtani Hashem Befo'alecha. We're so happy, because we feel the Ha'ar of the Neshama. And so to Sukkah is Mein Olam Haba. V'vchinas HaMakom, that it's the special holy place of God, of Kedusha. And there is a Hargasha in Sukkahs of Kedusha. Just like on Shabbos. And that's the Prisas Sukkah Shalom. When do we say Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shlomecha? We say Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shlomecha both on. We say it on Shabbos. And we say on Shabbos Ufros Aleinu Sukkah Shlomecha. As we met a kesher ben Shabbat the ben Sukkah. V'kach gam b'vchina קדם היסטורית. המקום הראשון המתייחס לאדם הוא גן עדן, ושם אף מקום השמחה הראשונה. Also, if we go a little bit to prehistoric times, the first place that relates to man is גן עדן. And that's the place of the first simcha. That was man's place, and that's man's simcha. It says in the Sfasemes, Dvarim, on page 100. Vayasim shamet ha'adam. V'ikar ha'briya hayta aliyot tirat ha'adam sham. He placed man there. The ikar briya is that man is supposed to be there. And that's where the simcha was. Where do you see simcha in Gan Eden? We know from the Sheva Brachas. Kisamechecha yitzircha v'gan Eden mikedem. So there was a simcha in Gan Eden. Ay ve'agam shektiv va'yigaresh et ha'adam. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem was megaresh man. Hashem expelled man from the Garden of Eden. Afal pichen yesh zmanim שמתנוצץ קצת הערת הרע מבחינת גן עדן. You're right, man was expelled from the Garden of Eden, but there are times when you can feel a little bit of the Garden of Eden. By the way, we have a shir that we gave in the past, based in the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, the Parad Yitzchak, Mamar Yechag HaSukkos, about Gan Eden and Sukkos. It was mamish, half-flavor fella. It was Gan Eden to learn that Torah. So there's a time when you have a little bit of a horror of Gan Eden. When do we have a horror of Gan Eden? Hashem Yisbarach zikah otanu leshev b'tzilo. V'hi mein b'chinat Gan Eden. Hasukah hi b'chinat Gan Eden. Lama? Ki anachnu yoshvim b'sukato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yisbarach hichnisanu ledira zo shechal aleh Hashem Shamayim. V'hasimcha b'meono. Omer asfat emet davar nifla. When you're near Hashem, you're joyous. V'hashasimcha b'meonoi. There's simcha in Hashem's place. And what's Hashem's place? The sukkah, chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. So you want to have a shtickel gan eden, the simcha kesamecha yitzircha ba gan eden mikeden, go into the sukkah. Because in the sukkah, you can have this be in God's shadow, in God's tzel. And that's shtickel gan eden. Pasuk says, vayhi b'shalem sukko monato b'tzion. Tehillim Ayin Vav Gimel. When his sukkah is complete and his dwelling is in Zion. The two places God dwells, in the sukkah and in Zion. See also Yecheskel Chof Ches Yud Gimel. Be'eden Gan Elokim Ayisa Kol Eben Yikara. Misukascha etc. Skruv Mem Shachas Sukkah. Bava Basra Be'im Ayin Hamad Aleph Ayin Sham. The pasuk is be'eden gan elokim ayisa kol even yikara misuchasecha oiden pitted av yalam tashishan biyoshve. So we see this relationship between gan eden vahi etvar Hashem elai lemor ben adam sakina melch tzor v'amartu lo kormar Hashem elokim, etc. So we see a connection here between gan elokim and the sukkah. Ayin sham biyecheskel. And above a bas rain hamad aleph. As chalal asukah nechtam b'toch olam hazeh, mishamesh babua leolam shegurashnu misham legan eden. So the chalal asukah, the opening of the sukkah, the space of the sukkah that is in olam hazeh, hanitcham, that is in the boundaries of this world, is a little bit of a mirror, of a shadow of the place we were expelled from, i.e. Gan Eden. And Olam Haba, Shtikol Mein Olam Haba. Hayachas shebein asukah ki Gan Eden, lebein olam asovev mechutz ala, bebchinat hamakom, mishtave liyachas shebein hashana hashvit lebein sheish shnot ha'avodah bebchinat hazman. So it's beautiful. You have this space. The space of the sukkah is like a shtikol Gan Eden, a shtikol Olam Haba. It's the shadow of God. And that also in time, the seventh year in time, is like the space of the sukkah. B'zeh asapecha, it says in the Sefer HaKadosh Sfasemes, Vayikra, page 203. B'zeh atapecha tochal lachem, hi haklala le'achar achet, u'mikodem hayta kol achilat adam mikan eden. אך גם אחרי החטא נשאר לבני ישראל זמנים שמתעורר להם זה הכוח הראשון. ובזמן שיהיו שמיטים ויובלות, הייתה כל השנה שנת שבתון. It says, בזה אספר לך תורך הלחם. That's the curse after the sin of Adam. And beforehand, all the eating of Adam was from Gan Eden. But even after the sin, there are times that בני ישראל has that this first koach is מסורר of אכילת Gan Eden. And when we was man she used shmitim viovlot, hayta kol hashana shnat shabaton, v'lo yo askim bezreya v'ktzira. When they had shmitim in Yovel, the whole year was a sabbatical, and they weren't involved in the working the field. Excuse me, Vayikra, page 98. Va'az yesh lebnei Yisrael ha'ara miderech rishon shekodem achet. So this is like Adam before the sin. that we're not working the fields. It's a sabbatical. So this first koach that we're not, after the sin, it says b'zeh asapecha toicha lochem. You have to eat by the brow, the sweat of your brow. However, on Shemitah, you're not eating by the sweat of your brow. Why not? Because you're not working the fields. So that's a shtickle before the sin. So this period of time of Shvius is like pre Chet Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. And in this Vasemis on page 203 in Vayikra that we mentioned before, he says, Kodem Achet, Sama Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Began Eden, Leovda U Leshomra, Berachmach Mitzvot Asei, Vishasa Mitzvot Lot Asei, Veachar Chet Ksiva Isha Lechei U Migan Eden, Leavod Et Adama, Imkein Bizmanim Shesh Shvitat Melacham Lebnei Yisrael, Kamo Bishabbat Vachem Bishmitin, Hu Ot Lebnei Yisrael Shem Bimadrega Rishona. Before the sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Adam in Gan Eden to work the land, to guard it. And what does that mean? La'avdo l'shamra. So Chazal tell us, 248 mitzvah say, 325 mitzvahs l'sa say. And after the sin, we were expelled to work the land. And if so, that the ikar expelling from Gan Eden was in order to work the land, when we're not working the land, like on Shabbos and Shemitah, that's a sign for Bnei Yisrael that we went back to Adam before the sin. So Shabbos and Shemitah are before, bring us back to Adam before the sin, and of course so does Sukkah. Kol shana, kishi Yisrael nichnasim la Sukkah al shitcha v'chalala hamikudashim, hem otirim achareihem et haolam hazeh al chomriyuto v'avodat admato, umetiyachadim im hamelech b'sukkat hagan asher mikedem. Yeter al kach, כשמתקדשת השנה השביעית בארץ ישראל שולטים ניחוחות עדני הגן מתעלם בבחינת השיבה בסוכה זו שאינה נעקרת ממקומה גם בשנת השבע וראי משמשת פתח לניסיון החזרה לעדן אשר גורשנו משם. So it's so beautiful. When we go into the sukkah, we leave all of Hazza behind us, avodas ha'adama, and we go with God into his primordial sukkah in the shadow of the Lord, and the year of Shemitah, we're smelling Gan Eden, and then our yeshiva besukkah is elevated, because Shemitah is Gan Eden, because we're not working the land anymore. And if it's Vayter Shabbos, wow, it's also a shtickle Gan Eden, because we're not working the land, like the Svasem says. So sukkah together with Shabbos and Shemitah is a very special Edenic time. So that's the first leg of our journey, exploring Sukkot and Shemitah and Shabbos. So that was amazing, and please stay tuned for more to come, B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.